Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show phones are open. If you want to join us, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Nicholas Mountaineer,
and the Reverend Captain Kickass.
So, a lot of people have inflation on the mind. Gas prices are at record highs in the last week or so. And there, of course, the mainstream media is trotting out articles about how, oh, just drive slower, everybody.
And hey, before we get into that, or just have already purchased an electric car.
That one, too.
Since Free Talk Live is, we'll call it my boss of this program, can I get a 21% raise? Do you think that's...
Well, we don't have employees, Captain, so no.
Okay, but wouldn't it be nice if everybody just got a 21% raise?
Yeah, that'd be great. I think that would help because inflation seems like it's at least getting up towards that range. If you double the official numbers, you're at about 20% right now. The producer price index, at least, has just crossed 10% last month.
Well, how about everyone got a 21% raise? Then wouldn't it be like no one got a 21% raise within a week or so?
Well, okay, what if just a certain subgroup of people got a 21% raise?
Oh, the important people.
Well, just a certain subgroup.
The very best people. The people who deserve a one-fifth of their income raise.
That's not the people who are getting the 21%, though.
It's not?
No.
It's not the most, contributing to society and, helping us have a civilization instead of, say, murdering brown children for large sums of cash?
I mean, well, should I just tell everybody?
Well, I know where you're going with this, Captain, but the reason I was setting it up was to explain that, a lot of people have inflation on the mind today, and it's hitting hard, right? I mean,
the general raise that has been going on, it has been, just record-breaking. It's been, 5%.
What raise?
The wages have increased officially by about 5%.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which is, of course, less than what we're seeing even from the official government numbers about prices going up.
Right.
The official government number for consumer prices is, I think it's 7.9% mm-hmm. as of last month, and then the producer price just crossed into the two digits at 10%. So, obviously, people are feeling this. You can see it at the grocery store. You can see it at the gas pump. And so one group of people, as you're alluding to here, has decided to do something about it.
Yeah.
They've
decided that it's within their own best interests to give themselves a 21% pay raise.
Hey, all right. Who are these people?
Well, Congress, of course.
Well, they sound self-employed since they're giving themselves a raise.
Well, what they do, Peakless Mountaineer, you see, is first... they find a large group of people in a a given geographic area, and then by way of coercion, they take money from this large group of people, and then they take it upon themselves to sort of figure out how this money is divided, and while they're doing that, they decide whether or not it's a good idea to give themselves a 21% raise, regardless of their performance.
Have they ever decided that it wasn't a good idea to give themselves a raise?
I would doubt it.
Yeah, it came up and they voted no? No.
I don't think they would have.
That is never. So these people, they just let them get away with taking all their stuff?
Yeah, they just do it every time. It doesn't matter how many times they give themselves a raise or more benefits or whatever. The people just keep on putting them back into office. I mean, the incumbent reelection rate is what, 90% or something like that? I mean, it's 96% or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, and let's remind everybody that something like 80% of all the United States dollars were created via the government and the Federal Reserve in the last couple of years.
Is that true? I've heard 30, 40%. I don't know what the actual number is.
According to the sources, of this article and the freethoughtproject.com.
They're saying
80%? Yeah.
Wow.
80% in the last, I think it's a little more than, it's like 2.5 years or something like
that. Hold on, what's 80%?
Of all of the dollars.
Wow. Were created in the last that 2.5 years.
That is the highest estimate that I've heard.
I'd like to see the citation.
It's really tough to tell, to be honest, because, I mean, you for one thing, it's how do you count it? Mm-hmm. And for another, I mean, are you counting, like, the derivatives market? Does that count? Like, you know, any kind of loan that's being made, are you keeping track of every loan made on every level in every way to everybody? Because generally speaking, when a bank makes a loan, it
that's
makes
new
money.
Right. Yeah, and when you say makes money, you mean creates it
out of thin air.
Right.
At your expense.
Correct. And then it has to be paid back with interest, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Where that comes from? I don't know.
Well, we'll create money in the future, of course.
There's a link here that comes from Fred, and Fred
that's
has
the government.
Fred has Federal Reserve. A Board of Governors, Federal Reserve System. And so the article says, citing Fred, if you want to put this in perspective, this is from this article, if you want to put it into perspective, we can take a look at the monetary supply at the beginning of 2020, which showed just $4.0192 trillion in circulation. By January 2021, that number had jumped up to $6.7 trillion. But this was only the beginning. By November of last year, that number climbed to $20.354 trillion. Meaning that since January 2020, the United States has printed nearly 80% of all U.S. dollars in existence. So probably 78-79%.
That's nuts.
Yeah, so what amazes me on this is, like, they are now saying, oh, well, there's all this inflation. We better do something about that. It's like, you needed to do a lot then. Like, so the last time that we've had numbers anywhere like this, as far as inflation goes, was the 80s, mm-hmm. when they had a 20%, like, the base rate of interest on your loans.
I think it was the late 70s, right? Gas crunch time, all that kind of stuff. That,
well, I think the 81 was the most recent time that they had this one.
Okay. Yeah, all right, 1981, 1982 are the 2 years I've seen when they've compared. This is the largest inflation number since 1980. It's usually 81 or 82 or something like that when they've had 7.9%, et cetera. And the 10% producer price index just eclipsed that. Now, that is now the highest in the recorded history of however many, you know, dozens of years they've been recording these numbers. It's the highest now.
Yeah, so by the time these numbers came up, they were already in the process of doing a huge amount to turn it in the other direction. Whereas we're hitting these numbers, we just increased the rate from zero. Like, it has been at zero.
What, 0.25?
Yeah. From zero to the lowest possible increase. Yeah, no, this was wild to watch because, like, they floated out the idea of, well, what if we increased it to 0.25 to 0.5 instead of
You're talking about interest rates.
Yeah, interest rate. Yeah. What if we increased the base interest rate to 0.5%?
Now, I don't know. What does that mean? What is the interest rate that they are setting? Because it doesn't affect... Does it affect, like, your bank accounts or something?
Oh, yeah.
Or
well, it affects everything. So this is the federal funds rate. Mm-hmm. So this is the target rate for everything. So, like, this is used as the foundation for every single loan, and everything else gets built on top of that. So, like,
is this the rate at which banks borrow from the Federal Reserve?
Right. Exactly. Okay. Right. This is the rate that they borrow from each other at, and then all of the loans that get made to us are some multiple of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is one of the important things. Anyone out there who has any kind of an adjustable rate, anything, like your mortgage, your car payment, your there are some really bad credit cards that let you adjust the rate.
Hmm.
If you have any kind of an adjustable rate, anything, pay it off immediately. Like, if you need to get a really bad fixed rate to pay that off now, do it while you can.
Because you're predicting that the number's going to go up.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. I mean, I don't even know a model that says that anything else would happen. But yeah, all of those adjustable rate, everything are about to increase.
So Congress said they need some more money. I mean, they're getting paid like $400,000 a year or something like that. What's the pay rate for those guys? Does it mention that in the story?
Well, official or speaking gigs? And
on the books, official, what's the pay? Do we know?
I mean, it depends on their tax attorney, right?
Well, there's a certain paycheck that they get every year.
Oh, the official paycheck. Yeah, I think it's $400,000.
Around $400,000. Yeah. All right. That's apparently just not enough to live on. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian Peekles, Mountaineer, and Captain Kick Podcast in the studio. And the phones again, 603-283-6160. Coming up in about 3 months, it's going to be ForkFest 2022, the sixth annual ForkFest. What is ForkFest? It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at a place called Rogers Campground. It is happening June 27th through July 3rd. So if you've been hearing a thing or two about New Hampshire and the freedom movement here and all the wonderful success stories that we've been hearing about just in just the last week, there's been some tremendous political success stories that been spreading around on social media. If you want to verify this stuff is for real, you want to meet people in the community, of course, coming up for both festivals is a great idea if you've got the time for it. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is the week before ForkFest. ForkFest is a lot larger. It's, in fact, likely going to be a sold-out event again this year, so if you haven't gotten your tickets for that, your time's running out. ForkFest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. But ForkFest has no tickets, and that's because there's no central organizer. It's just freedom-loving people going to the same campground for the same week, June 27th through July 3rd. You can go to forkfest.party, and you can learn more about the event there. You can get connected with other attendees, both past, current, and future. And there's chat rooms, and there's a forum, and you can find all of that at forkfest.party. Once again, it's June 27th through July 3rd at Rogers Campground, forkfest.party. Captain, you've got to correct the numbers on what Congress gets paid. We were throwing around $400,000.
It's like half of that is $174,000 is the minimum. Depending, there's different levels, but it's between $174,000 and $193,000.
Just scraping by. Yeah. I mean, there's no way someone could survive on $170,000 to $190,000. They need that 21% raise.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
No. You know, if they really wanted to actually show that they were anything like the rest of the people in the United States, they would actually not give themselves a raise and try to make ends meet like the rest of people have to do out there. But no, they can just vote themselves a pay raise, and they know they're going to get reelected every time they do it, so why not?
Well, and there's more to it, too, than just that salary. Right. Once they're,
oh yeah, they get all the bennies.
Well, all the bennies, and then
free health care.
If they're a congressperson or critter, as some call them, congress critter, for 6 years, then they get a salary for life.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Some people think that once you're a congressperson for, you have just one term that you get that. No, you have to
be six terms or 6 years?
Six terms. Yeah,
okay.
Sorry. So 12 years, I guess.
Gotcha.
But if you're a Congress critter for that long, you get a salary for the rest of it, not just a retirement.
Wow.
You get like that salary, that 174, 193, whatever it is. So.
Now, I know this is one of those sort of nitpicky things, because what I want is for there to not be, you know, people with a blank check for initiating violence, but if you're going to have that, why would you incentivize people to spend their life in Congress? Mm-hmm. So, okay, here's this lifelong benefit that you only get if you get elected over and over again. So only if you're a career politician,
right,
do you get this benefit that costs us a lot of money.
And the people that support term limits still believe that these are the same people who are going to somehow implement term limits.
Right.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, there's already no limit on the amount of non-salary income Congress members can retain from investments, corporate dividends, or profits. So once you're currying favors, if you will,
sure,
you know, the money comes.
Oh, yeah.
And
corporate
so
America's got you back.
Yeah, we've seen time and time again, you know, these guys go in and then they come out and they're millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, how did they become a millionaire after just one term of 2 years at $174,000 a year? Well, it's because they're getting income for currying favor.
Mm-hmm.
And this, of course, illustrates the corruption of the system itself.
It
cannot be fair. It cannot do the will of the people. That whole concept is just out the window, if it was ever real in the first place. You know, so well,
and one of the things that happened, so a lot of people are familiar with Hunter Biden having this job in a Ukrainian gas company, mm-hmm. right? Now, that's not just him. So the children of Joe Biden, of Nancy Pelosi, of Kerry, who ran for president and failed, and I think of who ran against Obama?
Romney?
Yeah, Romney. So all of those people have had children who worked in a Ukrainian gas company.
What are the odds?
I mean, wouldn't you know it, there must be just this massive crossover between being able to run a gas company and being the child of a politician.
So before we get too far off of the Congress people...
And where's this story coming from, by the way?
This is from the Free Thought Project.
Okay.
Not since 1996 has Congress passed such a monumental increase as they have this 21%. So it's been... 30 years or something, 20-something, 30-something. I can't math. Naturally, this 21% raise was tucked neatly away in the $1.5 trillion spending bill somewhere inside the 2,700 pages that not a single member of Congress read.
Of course they didn't. I mean, there was this one thing, like, I remember hearing someone putting forth the idea of, like, having some kind of law that would slow them down from passing these things, and I'm like, yeah, I think it was Rand Paul that tried to pass the law that says you have to read the law before you pass it, and was roundly voted down.
The people who write the laws are going to pass a law that prohibits them from doing anything is ridiculous.
Oh, you mean they're not going to govern themselves?
No.
Huh.
No. And if they do, well, I mean, we're just going to get what we already have. So, tyrants forcing their opinion upon other people.
Well, okay, so according to the mainstream media, they are claiming fact checkers are saying this is not true. WKRC and the AP reporting that it's one of the most popular but completely untrue stories of the week. It's not legit, even though shared widely on social media. The Associated Press checked it out, and here are the facts. Members of Congress, here's the claim, members of Congress gave themselves a 21% pay raise in early March. The facts. Social media users are misrepresenting a government spending bill that increased funding for legislative office budgets, which members of Congress use to hire and pay staff and cover other official expenses, not lawmakers' salaries, because there's no way they could totally rearrange the numbers to benefit themselves, right? Congress on March 10th approved the bipartisan $1.5 trillion government spending bill, financing federal agencies for the rest of the fiscal year and providing $13.6 billion for Ukraine. After Joe Biden signed the bill into law, social media users began falsely claiming it included a 21% pay bump for federal lawmakers. And they give examples of that happening, but the bill doesn't change congressional members' salaries, which have stayed at $174,000 a year since 2009, according to a report from the Congressional Research Service.
Yeah, and so it doesn't give them more money. It just lets them spend more money, which are totally different
on their offices.
And if I'm not mistaken, Congress routinely turns down the, like, 1% cost of living raise that they're eligible to give themselves.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. To make themselves look good, of course.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We continue. You can share your thoughts on the money situation, which we're all...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. and Western allies called out Russia Friday for spreading propaganda, misinformation, and, quote, nonsense at the United Nations Security Council meeting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Ukraine of making biological weapons in partnership with the United States. American ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, suggested that Russia protests too much.
Russia has repeatedly accused other countries of the very violations it plans to perpetrate. We continue to believe it is possible that Russia may be planning to use chemical or biological agents against the Ukrainian people.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a video requesting direct talks with his Russian counterpart, but all signs indicate Putin is not ready to do so, despite Russian forces being somewhat stalled. This is USA Radio News. Health authorities in China reported its first two COVID-19 deaths since January 2021. The two mortalities were elderly with underlying health conditions. China has had a zero COVID strategy since the initial outbreak in Wuhan in 2019, involving lockdowns and mass testing. Sierra Jenkins was an education reporter for the Virginian Pilot newspaper in Virginia. Her publication learned that she was shot and killed in a shooting in downtown Norfolk hours before she was to report for a breaking news shift Saturday. Her editor, not knowing she was involved, reached out to her to cover that shooting at first. Jenkins was caught in the crossfire, which happened early Saturday morning. The 25-year-old was one of two people killed in the incident. Alaska Congressman Don Young was known as the Dean of the House. That was due to him being its longest-serving member, first being sworn in 49 years ago. Young's office said that the 88-year-old Republican passed away as he was traveling home to the last frontier. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, the number for you to join us here. Live Saturday show, by the way. It's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Pickles, not me.
And Reverend Captain Kickass is here. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We started out with a story that might have been inaccurate. Of course, you can't really trust the mainstream media for sure. But the mainstream media is now claiming that the Free Thought Project story that you brought in, Captain, is not entirely accurate.
Well, what did it say? It's a fact checker say partly false.
Oh, they're just saying it's fully false, but I would say partly false is more accurate than...
So when it comes to Congress, unlike, let's say public school teachers, right? Congress has a line item that's their salary, right? Mm-hmm. And then they have another line item for expenses. And this is things Congress people, pay for out of pocket, right? Like, you've heard of the public school teachers who, buy supplies for the children in their class out of their own salary, and they don't get reimbursed. Well, Congress doesn't even have to worry about that because they just have this whole other budget for all that kind of stuff.
Correct.
And that's where the 21% comes in. So the mainstream media is correct in that it's not an increase to their salary, but it is an increase to the amount of money given to them to do their job.
Yeah, that is what has been raised by 21%. This is according to Local12.com, reporting from the AP, that the number has gone up 21%. The current number that they're now being appropriated for their offices, basically, for their budgets of running, their bureaucracy of the secretary and, you know, aides or whatever well, it is they have.
I mean, they do, this is all like expenses stuff too. So mm-hmm. they go out to eat or something, it's thrown into this bucket, right? So it doesn't come out of their salary like everybody else on planet Earth.
$774.4 million is the new number, which is up $134.4 million from its previous number. So it is 21% higher than fiscal year 2021. So that is what has been raised. I know you've got a little bit more on this, Captain.
Just like a paragraph.
Let's do that, and then we'll jump into the phone calls here.
It says, worry not, however, as we are told by Hoyer and Jeffries that this 21% increase is needed to, quote, promote a more diverse of workforce, unquote, and help in retaining the best and brightest to help us serve our constituents. According to the congressman, they have been unable to retain employees for longer than 3 years, as those employees quickly leave for the private sector after that time.
That's really interesting because, you know, the government sector does get sweet benefits, right? Oh. And they get a retirement that is unmatched. So the fact that they can't hold on to those employees for the, what is it, 20 years that
Three
you
years.
Have to stay? No. In order to get the
benefits. Six I terms, believe. I believe.
Yeah. I'm talking about the employees.
Yeah.
I believe they're not counted by terms. I think it's like a certain number of years for the federal government. I think it's as low as like 20 years, but I could be wrong on that. But it's not that long. It's not like a lifetime or anything like that. And these guys are leaving after 3 years or upwards of 3 years. It's very interesting. They can't even retain them.
I mean, it's not rocket science. They network with a bunch of political people.
Mm-hmm.
They do some favors for some people, and then they get a sweet, cushy job for some corporation after, you know, they meet and schmooze and have a network.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Jill is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Jill.
Well, what you described sounds like a policy is suck all the blood you want from the taxpaying workers and then make up an excuse for it afterwards.
Bingo.
So that's not what I called in about.
Okay.
I heard something on the TV. I think it was on television. I think it might have been in the late 70s or early 80s. Some guy was saying that he heard someone, a judge's wife, saying that no one could live on $50,000 a year. And he said to her, I can tell you a lot of people who'd like to try.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. Because a lot of people aren't getting raises that keep them up with inflation, so you're constantly being behind the ball. You constantly have a more difficult time at making ends meet as inflation continues to rise.
Yeah, and the thing that really just astonishes me about the situation right now, so we have wages up like 5% when everybody knows that the inflation is up like 7.9%, and people are still complaining that they can't get workers. Well, pay them more.
Mm.
I mean, how is it so difficult in this culture to start paying your workers enough to attract enough people to run your business?
Well, I mean, the business has to make enough to do so in the first place. So
that's true.
That's you know, the small business people are the ones that get hurt the most by this kind of stuff. Because they're in that, a lot of small businesses start out as just like, you know, the husband or wife or like a small crew of people just trying to make ends meet and trying to make that payroll every month.
You try to avoid having an employee at all if you can.
Yeah.
That's the number one expense of any business is payroll.
Yeah, that and, taxes.
Give people more freedom on the job that they might not need so much more pay. I was on a job one time, I was at car hop, and what caused me to quit, it was because my boss man kept telling me to slow down. Anytime I went fast enough that the cashiers didn't have to take orders out the side door, he was telling me I was going too fast. And I finally quit because of that.
Wow. Jill, thanks for calling, sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to Alex. He's listening.
Just a quick note on that. I know the reason I quit and didn't go back is because they wouldn't let me have a face. Kept wanting to put a piece of cloth between, my mouth
That's
and nose and the oxygen I need to live. So,
Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Listening in South Carolina to WRNN.
Thank you. I love that station. Love your show. And, I want to call about the time you guys may appreciate what I'm about to say about my time spent in the military in Germany. Regardless, if I may quickly touch on something, it's my background. And first of all, you guys must have ESP because the underlying theme for me, which I almost never call radio shows, but it's the mainstream media. It's how to get over that. But that's not why I'm calling. But brief background in my life, if I may, quickly. I went to college, several colleges. I don't know, numerous, whatever it is. But my real biological father was a lawyer. My stepfather was a corporate vice president for a large corporation. And he went to Stanford University and majored in mass communications. And so from a very young age, I was always taught to look, you know, critique, look at the media differently, I think, than many do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always taught, and I always read the newspaper voraciously. I think that's why I love your shows, my upbringing. And but the reason I'm calling is two reasons. First, I work in food and beverage. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a corporate vice president, blah, blah, blah. But you guys, last week, I listened to your show. Quickly, another really quick introduction. More people need to listen to your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We got to get to the point, though. Please.
Okay, I will. Very quickly. Okay. Quickly. Last week, you said, like, you're a good guy for that. You made Ukrainians good, Russians bad, blah, blah. And it's not like that completely. And the media's already drawn that line. And when I was in Germany, I'm not saying which military branch, there was like all this. This was like 20, 30 years ago. There's all this I had a major who had four kids over there and a wife. And it was just the spending. They go to the commissary. It was like I just recall one thing being over there. The spending was out of hand. And I remember that being over there. It was just ridiculous. I mean, Cuba had their whole families living in Germany. I'm like, what the heck's going on here? Look at the show. Get off the line. Listen to your response. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, spending out of hand. That's what I took away from
that. That's what I took away from that, too. I believe he's referring to government spending, of course.
The military was what he was talking about, was the ridiculous amount of spending that he was aware of. And that tends to be the case with people that have been in the military. They either go like full-on libertarian because they've seen the insane waste, they've seen the stupidity and the ignorance of bureaucracy, and they just can't handle it. And then there's the people that just
gung-ho.
Love it. There's the people that are like, hell yeah, give me that credit card. And then, you know, they're deep as into it as they can possibly be.
Yeah, I mean, the government is the ultimate cash cow. There are so many businesses that are based solely on serving one particular branch of government. And it's crazy. Like, when the government does finally go under, there are going to be a whole bunch of businesses that are SOL because they're their only customer.
Well, we're going to talk more about the steps that it's going to take to get them to go under, because it does seem like it's going to be inevitable, but is it going to be sooner rather than later? We got a situation that is going to, you know, possibly get even worse with this Ukraine thing, and that's going to cost.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. Show here on this live Saturday episode. The number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, we've got Ian,
Captain Kickass.
And we want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have for you. One of those features is our social media site that acts a lot like Twitter, except without the evil mega corporation.
Oh, you mean no censorship?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to spam, you're not going to be allowed. But otherwise, we get to set the rules, and we're pretty allowing by comparison. So you can express yourself over at social.freetalklive.com, and it's pretty cool, and it's
free. You
mean
you allow Russian talking points?
If that's what you want to say, for sure. Social.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're going to get back into your calls and thoughts, but more about money. I know, Peekless, you've got some thoughts on this whole inflation, spending, Ukraine situation. But first, Corey is on the line listening to WDOV in Dover, Delaware. Go ahead, Corey. Corey, you got to turn down that radio or it is going to get really confusing and it will be impossible to have a conversation unless you turn the radio down.
Sure.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about this interest rate. Does that have anything to do with a money market account or your bank account?
Savings,
is it going to?
Yeah, every rate, every interest rate is going to shift up because of the shift in the federal funds rate.
Wait. So that means that if you have a money market or a bank account, you're going to get paid a higher interest rate?
That's correct. Case,
which still won't be jack diddly because bank accounts don't pay you squat.
You will be paid a higher interest rate based on the shift from 0 to 0.25%.
Okay.
So yeah, your interest bearing stuff will also see that. Thing is that I mean compared to the inflation that's going on right now, it's a loss, honestly.
Of course,
right?
Yeah, I mean right now, if you have some money that you want to put aside for savings, cash is a bad place to put it. Money market accounts are a bad place to put it. I mean, you want it in something solid. You want it in gold, in Bitcoin, in stocks are so-so, in property, like real estate.
Yeah, real estate's
Yeah, that's a great place to have it, if you can. And by gold, I mean like in your hand, not just on paper.
All right.
You got anything else, Corey? Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Number 603-283-6160. And Treasury bonds, by the way, are a joke. Their interest rates are just absolute garbage. They're essentially below 1% in most cases. And, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, and one of the big things that's happening right now, so I think it was the 2-year and the 10-year Treasury bond rates did a reversal. So what usually happens is if you have a short-term loan, then you get...
worse rates.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas a long-term loan, you get a higher rate because you're willing to hold out for that.
Right.
But because things are currently so much less certain than they usually are, the longer you hold on to it, the lower the rate, at least as far as the 2 to 10.
Really?
And all the others are headed in that direction. One of the big ones that they look for is when the 30-year passes that mark.
Mm-hmm.
So what always happens, and I do mean always, is that while we're on this trajectory, you don't get a recession, but as soon as things start turning back around is when you enter a recession.
Hmm. Well, there's some really interesting rates in the world of cryptocurrency, I can tell you that. So for people that are looking at something better than a bank account, go look into the crypto world of decentralized finance. There's some really interesting stuff going on there. It does take some time to kind of wrap your head around it and learn what... There's so many different options out there, and it is a constantly changing landscape. But there are some centralized, or not even decentralized finance, more centralized finance options that are using cryptocurrencies that'll pay people like 5% or 8% or 10% or 15% or something like that. So it just depends. You know, obviously there's risk involved. I mean, clearly you're giving somebody, in a lot of cases, you're giving somebody else your cryptocurrency and hoping to take good care of it. But that said, some of these companies claim to have insurance, and then there's also decentralized versions, which you don't have to trust a company, but they get a little more complicated to get set up and get involved in.
Yeah, I saw one that was literally the more risk, the larger the percentage. So if you wanted to be conservative and risk little and make a steady percentage, you know, you could go with this option. Or if you wanted to kind of like what companies will give you for like your 401k options, right? You know, you want to be ultra conservative and get a steady, well then you choose this. Or you want to be really aggressive and get like a bigger percentage but more risk, then you choose this other option. They had options in between as well.
Yep, of course, the rule with cryptocurrency, like any investment, is don't put in what you can't afford to lose completely. So there is that.
Yeah, not your keys, not your money.
All right, so, Pikulas, you had some thoughts on this whole money situation that is affecting, well, everybody, because as long as you, well, I guess not everybody, there's a few people out there that live completely on cryptocurrency, and in the case of those people, they're actually not affected by inflation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you have figured out how to use cryptocurrency correctly, like, gas prices are still going down for you. I mean, if you look at, like, okay, well, in 2020 at this point, here's how much a gallon of gas cost in Bitcoin, and you look at it now, it's like it's not even close. It's a huge reduction in your gas cost.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And, I mean, if you look at this over the course of years, like, yeah, there is some instability day to day. There's even instability minute to minute. But if you look at it over the long term, I mean, it just keeps going up.
Wrapping your head around the difference between something like the United States dollar and something like Bitcoin, wrapping your head around the difference and how that works, looking at it from the perspective of the cryptocurrency versus the perspective of the dollar, is key to also understanding how government controls you through their financial tools, their financial oppression, I should say, because it's really what it is.
And that's the thing. Cryptocurrency gives everyone the ability to completely sidestep government control. So, I mean, in the news recently was the, you know, when the Canadian government decided you aren't allowed to use a bank, you aren't allowed to send money on GoFundMe or GiveSendGo. Well, cryptocurrency is a way of sidestepping that. In the more recent sanctions sanctions where, like, just unprecedented sanctions. Because, like, what has always happened for hundreds of years, every sovereign nation respected the ownership of every other sovereign nation. Because, I mean, that's the scam, right? You don't want to give away the scam that you are currently in. So to not respect another nation and their property rights would give away your scam. So they never did. And this was throughout Europe. This was the princes of Africa. I mean, everyone.
It's the principle of gangs.
Right.
Territory, turf.
Right. Yep. They all respected each other's turf. And then now the United States goes around and steals like two-thirds of $1 trillion from the Russians is what it really equates to.
Now, wait, how do they do that? Just freezing assets or what?
So the exactly. Freezing the assets in their foreign exchange market. So they had like $630 billion in foreign exchange in foreign currencies. And the United States goes, yeah, you're not allowed to access that anymore.
Mm.
And you're also not allowed to use our banking system at all, which is just the dumbest possible move from their perspective, and I'm really glad that they made it.
And the really scary part to me is that we're seeing this done to a foreign entity, a foreign country, right? And that, of course, means that it can be done to individuals.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They've been doing that for a long time.
Well, and it's going to get worse because now we're seeing it on this type of a scale where even supposedly private companies, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, you know, all sorts of other companies have jumped on.
Airbnb, Netflix.
Yeah.
Tons of them.
And say, oh, yeah, we're not. And so now just imagine, you know, you do or you say something. Like, I'm here on the air. We're here on the air. We say something. All of a sudden,
cut off.
You know, our Netflix is cut off. Our bank accounts are cut off. We can't access our money. Right. And if you think that's not going to happen, I suggest you read a history book.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing that's amazing about this, like our entire like dollar dominance of the world relied on other countries wanting to have debt in U.S. dollars. And you've just told them if you have debt in U.S. dollars, you may or may not be able to collect it, depending on how displeased we are with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they've cut off their own roots as an attempt to take over Asia, essentially.
Yeah. I feel, and I think I've said this before, but I think the most important market to be free of government interference or government at all is currency.
Yep, and now you do have that opportunity. I know you got more to say, I think, on this topic here, Peakless Mountaineer. That's on the way in hour number two. Of course, you're welcome to weigh in here. If you want to join the show, you can get on the phones at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.